T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Before we get to the play, and trust me, there's going to be some play today inside of this segment, I wanted to talk a little bit about what Groats was saying as it pertains to Justin Fields. I might have to move the chair back in case I end up hurting myself. For people that are on Twitch, you can watch the show, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score.
Twitch.
Grody was talking about Justin Fields. And I think that the people misidentify his athleticism for meaning that he's twitchy as a runner. If you look back at what he did at Ohio State, he's not shifty. He's a monster because look at him. Like, he's built kind of like a linebacker and he runs 4.4. But he's not shifty. So if in your mind you have a vision of Justin Fields as Lamar Jackson or Michael Vick or even Russell Wilson or honestly like Baker Mayfield, like, he's not that. Where I do think that he could improve, he can outrun you. Like, if it's a race and you're running straight, he can outrun you. I don't necessarily want him looking at tape other than Russell Wilson's. I think Russell Wilson's tape, for anyone that's even can possibly pull off the running to open up windows to throw, I think it's his special gift as a quarterback, is that, yeah, he can get upfield and get you yards. And by the way, Justin Fields last week, I think, had 43 yards on 6 carries. So he was an effective runner. Where I think that he can improve is athleticism in the pocket. Athleticism inside of an elevator, because I think phone booth is now an antiquated term. Most people don't even know what that is, but you've probably been in an elevator. There are guys that aren't athletic, air quotes, at all, that can do that. And you're going to see one of them on Sunday. Tom Brady is great at, and if you're on Twitch, he's great at this. It's like a chess piece. It's like taking the king and moving the king out of trouble. It's moving one step to the left and then a step to the right. That's what it is. Or it's taking the step into the pocket, feeling the rush around you, and then knowing that you have a half a second to get that throw off. Peyton Manning was great at this. You don't have to be a crazy athlete to use athleticism inside of the pocket. Look at the monsters that are going to be chasing you around. I put up on Twitter, at Lawrence W. Holmes, I put up Vita Vea's high school video, and it's not his video as a defensive player. It's his video as a running back. And I'm just putting myself back into like 16-year-old me, and I'm like, there's no way. Herbie, you played high school ball. You stepping in. You got a one-on-one where I know that you played on the line, but You got a one-on-one where you got an angle on Vita Vea as he's running down the sidelines. What are you going to do?
I mean, at the very most, I'm going to go for his legs.
Yeah.
Like his shins, not his thighs, because those are huge, too, and that will hurt. But, yeah, I was probably a terrible linebacker in freshman year, and I was not looking for any contact. I was looking to chase you from behind and then get you down.
You kind of got to do the hopefully you can slap Vita Vea's foot into the other foot and then he falls. But just go look at it and see if you would want to get in front of that freight train.
I like the fact that coaches allowed him to play running back.
Yes.
They saw a big dude. They didn't say, just stay over there at defensive tackle. He's like, no, I'm athletic as hell.
Yeah, I can run. But these are the type of monsters that are chasing Justin Fields around. So it doesn't, don't think of him, when people talk about Justin Fields' athleticism, don't immediately envision Lamar Jackson. Don't. You're going to be disappointed because that's not who he was at Ohio State. That's not who he is now. Don't envision Michael Vick. Different body types. And I know that the Russell Wilson comp is bad because I think Justin's like 6 inches taller than him. But eventually, the hope is that he masters some of the stuff that the pocket, even a guy like Matt Ryan. Now we're talking about a guy who's absolutely landlocked as a quarterback. But it is the difference between taking a step to move away from pressure inside of the pocket or stepping up, or in some cases, Fields already does this, and I don't want him to. Patrick Mahomes drifts backwards a lot, but he's got such a crazy arm, and his acuity for where people are going to be is through the roof. If you can get away with it, you can get away with it, but that means you are one of one. Like, Patrick Mahomes is doing stuff that no one else can do at the quarterback position that I've seen consistently. So I just wanted to talk about that. Now let's have some fun. I threw it out on Twitter last night. It irked me when I heard it as the White Sox were finishing up their season. I thought that you and I could have a little fun with this on a Friday. What are things that specific fan groups, fan people, what do they say about their sport? I don't want the generic cliche. I don't want, we got to take it one day at a time. I don't want that. I want stuff, cliches that are specific to sports. Like for me, the specificity comes in, baseball fans love to say, all hands on deck. When talking about a playoff scenario, they love to say all hands on deck. So that's how I would like for you to frame it for me. I would like for you to say, if you like to call 312-644-6767 or text or inside the chat on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore, I want you to give me the fan base and then tell me what it is they love to say. I'll give you an example. This texter said, football people like saying the word football. You are correct. It somehow finds itself into every sentence. It's like a modifier of everything. Football team, you know, is only as good as the football players, that football, football, and football. Whole sentences of it. That's what I'm talking about. 702. Yes, this is usually specific to baseball, but not always. The idea of, I've come into camp, he's in the best shape of his career. And that's almost never true, by the way. Football has something similar. Football people love to tell you that they've put on 10 to 15 pounds of muscle during the offseason, and he's in the best shape of his career. First of all, do you know how hard it is, even for the superheroes that play football. I was also thinking about this the other day. I joke, there's a picture of me at a White Sox game with Alex Brown, Lance Briggs, Mike Brown, Spice Adams, Nate Vat, like it, and Lance joked that the picture is, because I had said I was with the Avengers. And then Lance joked, yes, and you're Phil Coulson. And I take that as a compliment. Phil Coulson was very helpful to everyone. So I took that as a compliment. But the more I think about it, these people are actual superhuman beings. To be at the height, weight, speed combination that you get, and that's just in football. You move to any other sport, you go, wow. But you have a good day at the gym. Like, I had a good day at the gym today. I was getting it done on the elliptical. And I still remember Charles saying to me a few years ago, because he's like, I need some adrenaline. What do you do for? I was like, well, you know, there's this race. There's this race that you can run. Shamrock Shuffle. It's an 8K. And then him saying, all right, cool. We're going to go run that. And I was like, what do you mean we? So I got myself ready in a week and I ran it. And I ran a decent time for me. I ran an 8K, and I had been running, but I kind of stopped. I ran an 8K in an hour and seven or something like that, which for me is great. Charles ran that thing in 54 minutes without training for it. Superhuman. Anyway, let me get back to your stuff. Football people love to say wrong side of 30. That's not bad. Football people say, we had a great week of practice. A lot of these are very Bears specific, and I can see that y'all are still really mad at Matt Nagy for some of the stuff that you are putting in here. Let me see if I can find something else. Let's go out to Mike in Highland Park. Hey, Mike, you're on the Score.
Hey, Lawrence, how you doing?
I'm good, Mike. What's happening?
Baseball people always talk about pitchers when they go on a streak, or the pitching staff goes on a streak, on how they feed off each other. What the heck is that? How do you feed off each other?
That's pretty good. It also works for hitters, although I think it's actually more possible for it to happen with hitters. Steve Rosenblum gave me this one last night on Twitter via Mike Kellums. Hockey people love to say organization. Not organization, organization. And that has become so prevalent now that we're seeing it drift into other sports. LeBron's out here talking about organization. Boy, you grew up in Akron. You didn't grow up in Saskatchewan. You better get out of here with that. That's really good. Let me throw another hockey one at you. Hockey people love to talk about greasy goals. Here's another one. Hockey people love to scream, skate! Why are you looking at me like that, Herbie? It's the truth.
It sounds like golf people saying, get in the hole.
That is just the worst. It really, like, I don't mind the, you know, you're mad at your team and your team can skate harder. With golf, it's just, it's a very much a look at me. It has less to do. In hockey, it's about, I want the team to do better. With golf, it's like, look at me. I'm close enough to a microphone. Mm-hmm.
It's always a tee off. It's like, I get it. It's 450 yards away from where the guy's hitting. He's
correct.
Not going to hit in.
He's not going to hit it into the hole. Even Bryson DeChambeau is not going to hit it into the hole.
But baseball, I think this is a universal one. Baseball people say good pitching beats good hitting, which is annoying because say a person hits good pitching, so-called good pitching, you'll say it's not good pitching then. So
right.
It's a self-fulfilling thing. But
like that, was it Bellinger? No, it was Seager, his home run that he hit in game 3 of the NLCS, he hit a great pitch.
Yeah.
He hit a high fastball out of the ballpark.
But in generic terms for all sports, it's defense wins championships. And I always laugh at that. It's like, no, they don't. Stop it. There's not a, like there's anomalies in there, but mostly.
I mean, last year it did in the NFL.
Yeah, but you also had Tom Brady and all the people scoring a lot of points.
It's true. Football people love to say, they didn't bring me here to run the ball. See what I mean about the Matt Nagy stuff? Y'all are mad. Let's go out to Vito. Hey, Vito, you're on the score. Vito? I heard him.
Oh, you talking about Dino?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dino. Dino, you're on the score. What's on your mind?
Hey, so football people love to say next man up. Like there's another option.
That is very true. They love it. And the idea is to make you think that the guy who's going to replace the guy that's hurt is as good as the guy that's hurt. In most cases, it's not true. Running back, and you've seen this with the Bears this year, for the most part are a little interchangeable with some wiggle room for some of the great running. Like, you can't replace Derrick Henry with just running back X. But as good as David Montgomery has been, Khalil Herbert comes in here and he's well-suited to run that zone look that the Bears want to run, and it's been great. This texter says, hockey people love to say, let's do that hockey. Actually, they don't. That's the bit. That's why it's funny.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Yes. By the way, I'm still taking credit for that. That character's name is Laszlo Holmes. That you can't get close enough to me without, you know.
I mean, he pretty much low home, so you put the Laz on there.
Right?
Amalgamation between you and Mark Lazarus.
I'm gonna take credit for creating Chance the Rapper's character on SNL. It's a sportscaster named Laszlo Holmes. Come on. I think I deserve some credit on that. Let me see what's happening on Twitch here. This texter says, we have enough to win. That's specific to Tibbs. He does love saying that, by the way. Let's see. By the way, do you know what you were doing 5 years ago today? You were watching the Cubs win the National League. I got, every now and again I check in on Facebook. Sometimes the Facebook memories are painful. Sometimes they're not. There's a lot of cool stuff from that night. I had a great night covering the Cubs. It was incredible. Sure, I didn't get home till 2 in the morning. But they was out here partying. And I like it. Let's see what else you got here. Yeah, the golf people with the Baba Booey. That's more of like, that's just... That to me is an outburst. It isn't something that people say.
Now we got people calling up off of the topic you're talking about and going on their own tangents about it.
Like what?
Just like, when we say get in the hole, it's like, oh, I got a funny story about that.
Nah, we're not interested.
I mean, there's a bunch of that. That's all these calls are.
Yeah. See what happens? This is what happens. This is why you don't let me take calls.
I listened the time where I was out and Brandon was in here and he actually screened the calls. Those calls were crisp. Maybe it's me.
It might be you.
When I didn't screen the calls that one time, we played Score Hello. Awesome calls.
Here's a good one. This texter says, baseball announcers love to say, the shadows are coming into play now, affecting the hitters. That's good. And it's true. 630 texter says, baseball people love to call extra innings marathons. Okay.
Ugh.
I mean, the games themselves. These postseason games.
The misuse of the word marathon also pisses me off.
Why is that?
Unless you're running 26.2 miles or doing something for 26.2 hours, something like that, stop calling your things marathons. You call them radiothons if you want to. Call them telethons if you want to, but... Actually, man, this is a marathon. No, it's not. Just a long season.
309 Texas says, football people love to say defense wins championships. That's what Herbie brought up. 920 Texas says, football people love to refer to the NFL as the National Football League. The football, like, people putting football in there, that's spot on. Let me tell you another thing that happens, and this is from my time of being in locker rooms. I don't know if this is still the case today, but I would be shocked if it isn't. Coaches love to call other people coach. They love it. I've been called coach by coaches hundreds of times. Literally hundreds of times. They're so used to saying it around the complex. Like, you're not calling him Matt, you're calling him coach. You're not calling him Bill, you're calling him coach. That in regular conversations, coach, coach. You know who's really great at it? Who I love when I hear it? Do you know who I'm going to say?
I don't.
Wani. He will, coach, coach, let me tell you. And then he will, I adore that man. He will sit there and just talk football with you and just start drawing stuff up. Coach, let me show you what happened here.
I just wish that some of his personality would have came out when he was an actual head coach of the Chicago Bears. Maybe he felt, and it was his first head coaching job, that he couldn't do that because the guy that we see here on The Score and NBC Sports Chicago, awesome.
Maybe he just got to a level of comfort and I don't give a bleep once he was like done with coaching. Maybe. But I think he's really good at the analyst thing. And I love doing the show with him.
He can maybe go back, but he's having probably the best time of his life. I mean, his guy Jimmy Johnson showed him the playbook. It's like, hey, man, I just sit here in this boat, go to L.A. if I need to, or do this segment from home because of COVID and such. I'm chilling.
And then I go fish and don't care. This is a good one from golf. Golf people love to say, that's a great golf shot. That's good. That's really good. Football people like to say the game is a war or a battle. Yeah, there's probably way too much of that considering what actual war and battles are like. We've lost that war, though. They love to compare it to it. This is good. You guys are giving me a good list. I'll read a couple more, but we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll get a little bit more football-y. I ran across something yesterday that I think is important, and we will talk a little bit more about the Bears versus the Buccaneers. So hang out with us. We appreciate you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Someone offered this up. This is specific to one fan base. Most intelligent fans in baseball. So not true. And now the baseball police are on the south side. You know what? I promised myself that I wasn't going to do this today, that we were going to have fun and we were going to talk about football. So that's what we'll do. The Bears are getting ready for their game against Tampa. Couple of updates on the injury report. It's out, and so is Tashaun Gibson. He's out, and Deion Bush is already on IR. So you're going to get a whole lot of Eddie Jackson.
Is that DHC?
Yeah, a little DeAndre Houston Carson is going to get some run at the safety position. Everyone else on the injury report is listed as questionable. Darnell Mooney, Khalil Herbert, and Xavier Crawford were taken off the injury report, so they're full go. Jakeem Grant, questionable. Akeem Hicks, questionable. Caleb Johnson, questionable. Mack did practice, like Grody said today. He was limited. He will be questionable. Allen Robinson has practiced the last 2 days in a limited fashion. He is questionable as well. J.P. Holtz had a full practice today. He should be good to go, even though he's listed as questionable. This game, and you've heard me talk about the matchup between Nagy and Bowles and how I thought last year Nagy did a good job of matching up against Bowles. I asked Anthony Heron about going up against Todd Bowles. Here's what he said are the things to look at and look for.
He's willing to attack, but he's not reckless with it. I think it's a part of what Sean Desai has been pretty effectively tapping into is recognizing sort of the personalities of the players playing for you defensively, being in a fairly consistent attack mode without just sort of recklessly saying, especially if you're facing an experienced quarterback, that you can just get away with it every single snap. Like, there will be times where you'll only see the defensive front from Tampa Bay rush, just like pretty frequently you're only seeing the defensive front from the Bears rush the quarterback. But how you blend coverages in the midst of that, how you deploy those assets, getting guys near the line of scrimmage, getting guys at the second level, moving pieces around at the third level, getting some fresh bodies in and off the field. Those are things where you see Todd Bowles' defenses play with a lot of effort, a lot of urgency, a lot of energy, and that allows that. When those athletes are flying around, they feel good about being able to do that, especially up front on the defensive line, because they think they're going to be able to tap the hat, get out for a couple of plays, and come back in. And that makes such a big difference. Like, you know, the amount of snaps that a Robert Quinn plays in the second half yesterday, maybe it looks like I've seen a couple of Twitter comments about that. But when you look at the way that Quinn is chasing the football, like, it's not meaning something every single snap. Like, there was one touchdown that Green Bay had yesterday where Robert Quinn is just chasing the ball like a banshee and it still gets out the gate because, you know, he's a defensive lineman and you got a skill position player, you know, just sort of outrunning him. But it wasn't Robert Quinn's fault the ball got out the gate, but he's just chasing the ball like a madman, expending that type of energy because he's in a situation right now where he knows once I've really emptied my tank for a few snaps in a row, I'm going to be in a position where somebody else gets to roll in for a few snaps, get me a blow, and come back onto the field. That can be the most difficult task for, I think, modern defensive coordinators is to recognize with the amount of plays that defenses are tasked with playing in most games. Like, you're going to play a lot more than 57 snaps in most games in modern football to find how you tap into that energy, that urgency, that extra heartbeat from all your defenders as consistently as you can. While, sure, schematically, you want to try to confuse, you know, offenses as much as you can. But as much as anything, defense is about energy, about attitude. And if you've got guys who are going to have to cruise for a few snaps because they know they're going to play 65, 70 plays and they got to find a blow here and there, then it's tough to be able to tap into it.
Yeah, it is tough. I love what he said at the top of that where he's talking about Bowles being someone that will be aggressive but isn't reckless. He seems to be able to kind of adapt to what it is that he's seeing and smart enough to say, all right, they're attacking us this way. Let's flip it on them. Let's flip it on their head. I'm curious on what type of direction the Tampa Bay defense is going to take against Justin Fields. What's the best way to confuse a young quarterback? Is the best way to just throw pressure and try to put pressure in his face? Which, by the way, is the way, if you're looking for a way for the Bears to be able to stop Tom Brady, if there is one thing that you can do against Tom Brady is you can mess him up by pressure in his face. The problem is he's gotten so good at getting the ball out quickly that it might not matter. But if you can get home up the middle, you might have a chance. I asked Dan Durkin the same question about Bowles versus Fields. Check out what he said.
Yeah, he's super aggressive. And so I think that you're just, you know, the Bears are going to need to be very sound from a protection perspective this week because they're going to be tested. Tampa Bay has a ton of talent on their front seven. They are very deficient in their back seven, and he knows that. And so how do you kind of, you know, rush and coverage needs to work together. So in this way, the rush is the strength of that team. I think that you're going to see a lot of second level blitzes coming through. You see a lot of run blitzing too, for sure. Cause I think that I started to see that from Green Bay a little bit. Teams are triggering on certain formations from the Bears where the backside, you know, whether it's a safety or a linebacker that's walked in, they're shooting the gap right off the bat because they know that it's a run based on what they see. So I think that the Bears need to be prepared for a lot of run blitzing from the two interior guys who are, you know, White and David, who are super, super fast. And then you have a very stout and strong front four in front of them. So I think that, from a protection perspective, the Bears are going to need to be very sound. But they're going to have some shots to make down the field against what I consider to be a pretty poor secondary. But Todd Bowles, to get back to your point, super aggressive. And he's relentless. He's very much like Martindale from the Ravens. He has an identity. He has a way that he likes to teach and coach, and it's aggressive. He likes to dictate to the offense. And so I think that the Bears are going to need to be very sound from a protection perspective this weekend because the running game's just not going to be there like they counted on. The Bucs are the best run defense in the league, and I think it's going to show up. So very eager to see what counterpunch they have this time through, especially with Fields under center.
Yeah, it is going to be something to watch, and the run game is probably going to be taken away because the Bucs are so good against the run. By the way, Jimmy Graham's on the COVID list too, so that's Robert Quinn and Damian Williams and Coach Mike Furry. I'm starting to wonder they have a little something going on up there now. And I hope that Jimmy Graham is happy that the league and the Players Association got him to get vaccinated. Because he could technically still play if he has a negative COVID test tomorrow. Because it's a 325 game, right?
Yep.
A negative COVID test tomorrow at this time and a negative COVID test on Sunday. He could theoretically play.
And he can also be just a close contact.
He doesn't have to necessarily have COVID. Right.
Yeah. And that's also better to be vaccinated than unvaccinated there.
Yeah. But I'm a little worried now. Because now you've got a bunch of guys from different position groups. Okay. We'll see. One more thing from this week that I thought was great. I don't know if you heard the Seth Wickersham interview, but the whole thing was great. And his book, It's Better to Be Feared, is out right now. If you love football, I think that you will love it. It'll give you a window into Tom Brady. But I wanted to talk with Seth about adaptation by coaches. And earlier in the show, I pointed out the adaptation that Matt Nagy showed in the game against Tampa last year. He doesn't always do that. He's very dogmatic about his scheme, and that bothers me. I asked Seth why coaches want to take the cloak and dagger aspect of Bill Belichick and be cagey about injuries and be gruff at press conferences. But they don't take away the best thing about Bill Belichick is his adaptation. Since Seth has covered that team, I thought he was the right guy to ask about it. Here's what he said.
They take all the wrong lessons from him, right? I mean, because his ideology in football is his lack of ideology. I mean, 1 year they played a 3-4 defense. It was because everybody else in the league was playing a 4-3, and you could get 3-4 players for cheap. You know, that's why he did it. He saw a market inefficiency. And it is amazing, though, because it's like, I think that, like, number one, I mean, he's been in the NFL since he was 24 years old, and he was raised by a coach and a scout. And, you know, he knows more about football than most people. But it is amazing to me how they take the parts of his personality that really only he can pull off. And that's, you know, his press conferences where he can be very sour, or even like the way that he dresses when he's a complete slob. And it always surprises me that people try to act like Bill Belichick without understanding that what made Bill Belichick Bill Belichick was not the fact that he gave, you know, said on to Cincinnati. It was that he amassed this amazing football knowledge and became a successful enough coach that allowed him to be able to give press conferences where he says on to Cincinnati over and over.
I agree with Seth wholeheartedly, and I'm glad that someone who covers Bill Belichick was seeing the same thing that I was seeing. Because I always wonder, like, is my viewpoint myopic because I'm looking at Bears coaches that don't always adapt and seem to be married to a scheme versus married to let's do the best thing to beat the team that's in front of us this week. And you can have core principles and concepts. Sometimes you have to change it. Like the defensive coordinator that the Bears are going to see. They love to run 5-2. They also will run 4-man lines. They're now experimenting with this mint defense where they're running 3 down linemen and a jack linebacker. Like there's something to be said for the flexibility of adaptation and creativity. And something that I wish that we saw from Matt Nagy more often. I have a thank you for you and something awesome that's happening on the South Side right now. I'll share both of those with you next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
You may not know this, but almost every week there is some sort of peace march on the south or west sides of the city. People act as if that the activism on those sides of the city don't go on all the time, and they do. Block Club wrote about some kids from St. Benedict the African who had a peace walk this morning over in Inglewood. And it's the little ones. Like, the little ones are out there walking for peace, and I think that it's really, really great. What's cool is one, the protective nature of the people inside of the neighborhood, but the kids that graduated from St. Benedict who now go to St. Leo, their high school kids, they came back and they walked with the little ones. How great is that? Our city doesn't get enough credit for all of the work that people are trying to do to make things better. So I wanted to put a spotlight on that and say congrats to those children that are trying to make their neighborhood a better place. And since I'm in a very emotional and like gratitude like state, I also want to thank you, people that listen to this show. We've had a great year, okay? Like, from January on, we have been, from a rating standpoint, doing our work. But over the last few months, with the confluence of the Bears and the White Sox, you all making this show your choice has been really important. The fact that you respond to the weird stuff that we do on the show, that you know that we can be serious and we can be fun, that we can be as football-y or baseball-y as we need to be, is great. And it's been reflected in the listenership. So I wanted to, for me and for Herbie, wanted to say thank you very much. And I promise you, we will keep having fun and keep bringing you great shows. I'll talk to Parkins and Spiegel next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.